So in the reading from Acts today, Peter reminds all of those people in Jerusalem that they were responsible for the crucifixion of Jesus. In context, this speech occurs just after Pentecost and when the apostles had received the Holy Spirit. He is also reminding the crowd that not only was Christ the Son of God, but unlike the great Jewish King David, he ascended incorrupt into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. David's body was like ours and over time decomposed, proving that David died, just as all of us at one point will in this life. Peter is reminding them even though Jesus was put to death, he still lives in order to help guide us on a path to God and everlasting life. We see this from the second reading. Realizing that you were ransomed from your future conduct, handed on by your ancestors, not with perishable things like silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a spotless, unblemished lamb. Every time we receive the Eucharist, we are being reunited with the living Christ. When we do this, we should be changed in how we act to those around us. It means being kind to those in the parking lot after Mass, even if we're in a hurry and the crowd is slowing us down. It means that we are called to see Christ in all people that we come in contact with. Peter, while he was calling out the sin of those in Jerusalem carried out on Christ, was also reminding them there was still hope for them if they came to believe that Christ was more than a prophet. He was the Messiah sent to save the world, not as a powerful military commander, but as one who shows how we should live. Care for the poor and unseen. Assist those looking for the Messiah. Call those out of step to repent and come back to God. Finally, he said to us, when we share in the meal of his body and blood, we will be strengthened to stay on the path that follows him. How many of us are like those who are on the way to Emmaus? We live our lives in very small ways. We stay in our circle of friends and show compassion for those that we know. In living this life, we can easily become like the travelers to Emmaus and become downtrodden. We can become cynical unbelievers because things don't link up with how we believe the world should be. In doing so, we are led into conflict and become easily separated by groups. After all, in the news today, we hear about liberal or conservative, different races, different genders, and how all of these groups are supposed to be in opposition to each other. This happens because we all have our own egos and beliefs that make us think that we are right. This is what leads to conflict, not peace. As Jesus reminds the travelers on the road, if we actually listen to each other and work together, we can become the people that God calls us to be. Just as the travelers to Emmaus, the people in Jerusalem, we have the ability to be like Christ to one another. We do, after all, become one with him in the Eucharist. Some will be called to stand out front and remind us of that call in our hearts is what it's really for. Some will be called to work quietly to promote peace to those they come in contact with, even those who believe, look, or act differently than us. Some will struggle to understand all of this and feel lost until that time when someone takes the time to listen and talk with them, showing them the way to know and love God. This is the central message that we should all remember and come to believe. The thing is, all any of us are capable of doing is to show Christ to all we come in contact with. Then we are to let go and let the Holy Spirit take over. None of us are perfect, so we will all let our egos and frustrations get in the way of God if we are not willing to step aside and let the Holy Spirit guide others to him. Unfortunately, not everyone will follow this path, And some will be even be led by the devil to actively work against God and work to separate us all. This is where our repentance for our shortcomings needs to become prevalent. When we get to repent of our sins and come back to the Eucharistic table, we get to turn back to Him who unites us, not divides us. All the differences that Satan uses to divide us are in reality there to show us that we are all still one in Christ. We can all come together for Mass, even if the person sitting next to you believes different politically, looks differently, or talks differently than you. Christ came, as Peter reminds us all today, to unite us, despite our differences in heaven. We may not come to realize this until, like the travelers at Emmaus, we sit down and break bread together. Despite all of our differences, in the end, I believe we all want to spend eternity in peace with Christ in heaven. This realization can only come about by us understanding there is only so much that we can control. Our control only extends to ourselves. We can control how we interact with all around us. Are we looking to separate everyone into groups, or are we willing to try to unite those around us to follow Christ? One other thing to remember in all of this is we may never see the fruits of our labor in this life, but if we follow the Holy Spirit's guidance, we will get to see the fruits of our labor in heaven. Are we willing to follow those who unite us or those who divide us? This is the question we all need to answer for ourselves. But we have the body and blood of Christ to help us down that path that we should all want to choose. So as we prepare for the breaking of the bread, let us think about our answer to that question.